I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. The white-hot javelins and shimmering webs of lightning in a thunderstorm can be both beautiful and terrifying. Lightning, in all its forms, is the release of static electricity built up in the friction between particles, dust, moisture, and temperatures. But with a hotter planet, lightning acts weird. First off, it happens more often. In 2023, 92 million lightning needles stung the U.S., which is more than a 6% increase. Experts estimate a 40% rise in lightning strikes globally by the end of this century. Hotter air also produces longer-lasting lightning. These long-continuing currents, or LCCs, pose a disastrous threat when they zap the remote boreal forests rimming northern Canada and Siberia. Unreachable small fires quickly spiral out of control. In 2023, megafires caused by LCCs scorched 45 million acres of Canada's forests. That's 8 times more than the average acres burned in the preceding 40 years. The world relies on these mighty forests for vital cooling effects and long-term carbon storage. But the more they burn, the more carbon enters the atmosphere, heating the planet, creating more LCC lightning and more forest fires in an endless feedback loop. Converting food waste to compost is one of the most impactful actions ordinary people can adopt to tamp down the lightning fire crisis. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.